Good evening, ladies and degenerates. Welcome to season three of the Steaming Pile of Picks podcast. Today is Thursday, November 30th, 2023. I'm your host, Matt, and I'm here as I am every single week with America's favorite handicapper, Uncle Steve. Uncle Steve, how in the hell are we on December's doorstep, and how we doing?
Well, we don't know, Matty. You know, we're at the end of the line here. Not much on tonight. We got a little bit of college hoops, nothing real big. And then if you want to watch some golf, you can watch Tiger hacking around and Jordan Spieth talk to himself for 4 hours. And
it's some rough watching, isn't it?
Yeah, it's brutal. Going to be a brutal couple weeks here.
It is.
The whole season gets going.
Yeah, it reminds us very quickly how soon this is all going to be over, and we're going to be struggling from February to August once again. But got to enjoy it while we can, and there's some decent little slate of games this weekend. For our listeners, you know the deal. Steve and I get together every single week. We kick around some knowledge about the slate of NFL and college games for the weekend. We do our research and now analyze the trends, coaches, weather, and we give you our picks to take to the window. The only issue, as a general rule, we stink at it. We've caught a bit of a 50% hot streak over the last few weeks, but as a general rule, we just aren't very good at this stuff. We generally invite guest pickers, but these guys often carry the brand like Bama Chris did last week, as he always does. But with a minimal
center,
he's a what?
25%.
25%. He is the brand. He is the brand for sure. True. But with a minimal college slate this weekend, Steve and I are going to roll mano a mano. So where are you going to start us off for this weekend's college championship games?
We're going to start us off in Vegas tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. We got Oregon versus Washington. 10 points and 65 is what I've seen out there. We all know that Oregon lost by 3 back in October. Since then, they haven't been tested. Been playing great ball. Everyone's talking about how they are definitely a top four team. Washington, on the other hand, has been playing their games pretty close here. A lot of one-score games. Struggled with the Mighty Police last week in the Apple Cup. But I think Washington's going to keep this one close. I do think Oregon will win, but I think Washington covers the 10.
Covers that spread. All right. Well, I'm going to hit the other Friday night game then. I'm going to go with the Conference USA Championship. 10-3, New Mexico State is going up against the number 24 team in the country, none other than Liberty. Liberty's 11-point favorite in this thing. They've absolutely rolled this season. In their 12 wins, they've got a point differential of 2 plus 221. They've got the second best rushing game in the country, just shy of 300 yards. And their defense against the rush is pretty stingy too, allowing right at 100 yards. New Mexico State, though, their strength is also in the rushing game. And they are around 30th in the country running the ball. So these two teams are going to look to pound it. When they met earlier this season, Liberty won the game by 13. So they would have covered this 11-point spread. But when we look back at the whole season, Liberty is 8-4 against the number. But New Mexico State is the second best team in the country this season against the spread at 11-2. Had you just bet New Mexico State every game this year, Steve, you'd be sitting at 11-2.
That'd be nice.
That would be all right. For a second time meeting, in a conference championship game where both teams can run the ball, 11 seems like a big number to me. So I'm going to take New Mexico State plus 11. Which game are you going to next?
We're going to go down to Dallas next. Saturday morning at 11 o'clock, the Big 12 championship game. 15.5 and 54.5. These teams did not meet during the regular season, which kind of rarity in the Big 12. Usually they all play each other. I guess they added a couple this year, so that didn't happen. But Texas needs this game bad.
Bad.
They're right on the doorstep, hoping for a couple upsets in the bowls or in the championship games here, and they might slide in, but maybe not. Oklahoma State is one of the biggest Jekyll and Hyde teams in recent history.
They are hard to follow.
They will lose by 40, or they'll win by 20, or it'll take it overtime. Game like this, I 15 in the championship game, 15.5, it seems like an awful lot to me when the two teams are not evenly matched, but pretty close, I'd say. So I'm going to take Okie State plus 15.5.
Okie State plus 15.5. All right. Well, I'm going to go to back to Las Vegas to the Mountain West Championship game on Saturday afternoon. 7-5 Boise State plays 9-3 UNLV. The 7-5 team is a 2.5-point favorite. Get that. Not quite sure how you do that, but okay. Boise State is coming off 4 straight wins, while UNLV lost to San Jose State last week as a favorite. Both these teams might have been. I think they were in the game regardless of the outcome, obviously. So yeah, I think that we'll call that a look ahead game, because if we look at the season, UNLV is the 4th best team in the nation against the number at 10-2 this season, even though Boise State is 8-4. But Boise State, following their previous 6 wins, have only covered the spread twice, while UNLV, in their 2 previous losses before last week, they've covered both of their games the following week. So I think the wrong team's favored here, but I don't like the juice that I'm getting for the money line. So give me 2.5. Give me the Rebels on Saturday afternoon in the desert. Where are you going?
That's only the second time you played that game this year. I played UNLV about 10 out of 12 last year when they absolutely sucked.
Exactly. Now they go 10-2 on the season, and I only played them twice.
Forget about them.
Exactly. Yep. Probably because they broke my heart.
Yeah.
Every in my wallet every week.
All right. We're gonna go to New Orleans Saturday at 3 o'clock. We got Tulane is 3.5 over SMU. We got the over under at 47.5. SMU's 10-2 on the year. Losses to TCU and Oklahoma. They've got a high octane offense that will score fast. Tulane, on the other hand, has Willie Fritz for 2 more games, I believe. I think anybody that can take Tulane to 1 or 2 loss seasons back to back will not be at Tulane very long.
No. Yeah,
he will take the money and run. They're 11-1. Their only loss is to Ole Miss. They've got a solid defense. Their offense is average. You know, they'll score in the 20s, maybe low 30s. Better than a lot of teams in the Midwest, but that's for another day. I think I will I'm going to take the points here. I'm going to take the SMU plus the 3.5.
plus 3.5. Figured you were going with the total on that thing. No. All
right. Well, I thought about it, but totals haven't been good to me this year.
No. Yeah, they've been nasty. No doubt about that. Well, I'm going to go with the SEC championship game next. We've got the undefeated and reigning back-to-back college football playoff champion Georgia Bulldogs going against the Alabama Crimson Tide. Georgia's a 5-point favorite in this thing. People kind of wrote Alabama off for the whole season after their week 2 loss to Texas. But since that loss, they've managed to put together 10 straight wins, and they've covered the spread in 6 of their last 8. Georgia, on the other hand, despite being undefeated on the season, have been straight garbage against the spread this year. At one point, they were the worst team in the country. I believe that was through 7 weeks. They were over. They did finish the season at 4-8 against the number this year. Alabama has absolutely owned Georgia when they meet up. I was completely shocked. In their last 8 meetings, Alabama has won 7 of them. Georgia has never beaten Alabama in an SEC championship game. I do think Georgia ends up winning this thing, but, man, that 5 is too many points. This thing's going to come down to a field goal. So give me Alabama plus 5, and if you see a decent little number in the plus 180-ish, might as well sprinkle that thing on Alabama.
Yeah, I don't know. Nick seems to win at the right times, doesn't he?
He absolutely does, and he'll lobby if he doesn't. Or he'll lobby even really. Even either way, he'll lobby it no matter what. So. Yeah, I agree.
All right, we're going to go to the ACC game down in Charlotte. Florida State is minus 1.5, and 47.5 is the total. 7 o'clock kickoff, they're playing Louisville, who laid an absolute egg last week against Kentucky. Not to say that, what's that, Jeff Brohm or one of the Brahms, whoever their coach is, Louisville's done a hell of a job turning that program around this year. They absolutely stunk last couple of years, and they've been playing pretty well. Florida State, obviously, without their quarterback, Tate Rodemaker's in there now, pretty much just as a game manager. They're not going to try anything extravagant with him, I don't think. I think I looked in total yards last week in that Florida game. Both teams had right around 250, so strong defense here. I think this one's going to stay under that total of 47.5.
There's the totals. Yeah, that thing changed in a hurry with the quarterback situation. So will be a good game to watch, I think. I'm going to go to that stinky Big Ten championship game, which will not be a good game to watch. As we said last week, I think you picked the total right on that. No, you picked the game right. And I said first one to 13 wins, and that happened in the Nebraska-Iowa game. This thing is Michigan 22-point favorite over the Squawkeyes of Iowa. Iowa's straight trash and Michigan is not. But Michigan has not been the best covering team this season. 7-5 on the year. But within the Big Ten Conference, that's where all 7 of their covers have come. They are 7-1 against the spread within the Big Ten. Including last week's win against the Ohio State Buckeyes as a dog. Iowa is 6-6 on the season against the spread, and they are 4-5 within the Big Ten. I know this 22 seems like a big number in a championship game, but Michigan is going to come in, play their game, score, and it's only going to take probably, well, 30 definitely covers this number. So I'm going to take Michigan minus 22.
I haven't seen as the over-under went down up. But I think it opened at like 34.5.
34.5 is where it opened. It went as high as 35.5, and I think that's where it still sits right now. Yeah, that's where I've got it right now. It's still at 35.5.
So they're saying.
So, yeah.
28-7 game.
Yep. Something like that is where they're thinking. But I did
29-6 would be more realistic. Two field goals, yeah. Not a touchdown.
Yeah, absolutely. Iowa's first half over under points are 0.5.
That's amazing. That is
amazing that they're in that. And they have a hype video that has nothing but their punter. So it's good stuff.
I don't know if you saw the guys in the stands last week with their punt shirt.
That was good. Man, that was a rough watch. Rough watch.
Yes, it was.
Yeah. All right. You got another college game, or you got some NFL trash for me?
Oh, I got an NFL. We're going to go to the game of the week in Philly at 3:30 on Sunday. Eagles +3 and the Niners.
Got your boys.
47.5. Redemption game here for the Niners. Talking about, you know, last year that when they played, they literally had no one that could throw the ball. They are healthy going into this game. I think Philadelphia has got, I don't know, not disrespected, but you're 10-1 and you're a 3-point dog at home. Something doesn't smell right here. They seem just to pull things out of their hat. So I'm going to take the Eagles +3 on this one.
Eagles +3. All right.
Probably going to be shitty weather and
I'm guessing
shitty fans and
always shitty fans. There's no doubt about that. I do hope your team in red comes through on that day.
It'd be nice to if they don't. Obviously, no chance at the home field. Throughout the playoffs, but you know, the Eagles still. I believe they still have Dallas once, maybe twice left. So,
yeah, no, it's going to be a good month end. I'm going to go with a really bad game, but it intrigued me a bit. The suddenly hot winners of 5 straight Denver Broncos are 6-5 now. They're headed to Houston to face the Texans, who are also 6-5. But while people were all high on the Texans a few weeks ago, they've dropped 2 of their last 4 games, I believe, including a loss to the Carolina Panthers, who haven't beat anybody all year.
Well, they have.
Now they have. Texans are a 3-point favorite as the home team. They're just giving them the nod here. Against the number this year, Houston is, they're both 6-5, just like their record straight up. But Houston is 4-2 at home. And get this little nugget. Russell Wilson, as a Bronco, has never covered a road game. 0-8. So I'm going to take the Houston Texans covering the 3 points at home. All right, man. Any parting words?
No, just looking forward to this weekend. could turn out to be the toughest job in America Sunday for the playoff committee if a couple upsets happen. And you got six teams sitting there with one loss, and
yeah,
how you're going to decide it. I'm just glad I'm not them.
Very glad I'm not them, and yes.
Although I can give you four that I think should be playing, but in my opinion means nothing.
Steve, you're America's favorite handicapper. Of course it means something. Should it?
Well, I'll set the lines for him. But...
Well, that is true. That is true. Yeah, it could be very simple, or it could be absolute chaos to try to get four teams out of this field, depending on the results of Saturday's games, for sure. But it's going to be fun to watch. I hope I get some time between soccer, basketball, baseball, all of those things. Curling.
I did see a photo of you at a curling center the other night.
I was at a curling center the other night. I did not participate. I only hung out at the bar.
You were learning the rules. Take over the Chaska Curling Center.
Yeah. When you come up and visit, you know where we're going.
For sure.
Absolutely. All right, brother.
Just
good
a
catching
reminder
up
to the yes listeners, next week is a bye week for us, as there is the Army Navy game. I'll pick Army right now. Matt will take Navy, and we'll both
we'll go
take
the
unders. So
absolutely, yes, it will, for sure. Very good. Yes, and do not forget to follow us on Twitter. Once in a while, we give some nuggets, but best, absolutely, subscribe to us on Spotify. As the year end, we should be your most listened to podcast. Good luck to the listeners. As they say in the investment world, past performance is not always a guarantee of future results. But as they say in the real world, when you're walking around, if you step in it, if it looks like it and it smells like it, it's probably shit. Good night and good luck.